he's done a good job. Obviously, these are practice reps. He's done a nice job, and he's continued to impress us as he's, earlier in the year as he's going through on the show team and now getting some reps for the first team. So he'll be ready if he's called on to go in and play.
Matt McGloin started with the Raiders as simply a camp arm, number four guy, and he kept moving up the depth chart all the way to 3-2. And who knows, if Terrell Pryor can't go Sunday in Houston, Matt McGloin may make his first ever NFL start. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the head coach, Dennis Allen. One thing you've been saying to me all along about this guy, it's not too big for him. If he does play on Sunday, it'll be his first start. We've seen him off the bench against Philly. What do you think about McGloin's chances in this game?
Well, I feel good about it. I mean, Matt's a guy that again, it's not too big for him. You know, he started as a walk-on quarterback there at Penn State. He came here as a, fourth arm in camp, and everything that we've seen from him, he's just continued to impress us more and more every day. And he's a guy that, he has all the intangibles of the quarterback position. He may not have the height. He may not have as strong an arm. He may not have as great a mobility as some other guys may have, but he has the mind for it. He has great anticipation, throws the ball accurately, throws it on time, and he's got moxie. I mean, he's got a little bit of the it factor as a quarterback.
You mentioned the height. Against the Philadelphia Eagles, we saw twice the ball get batted down. Can the offensive linemen do something to help them, to get the linemen to get their arms down? Can they cut guys more? Do they have to change the way they think with this quarterback?
Well, I don't know. I think we just got to understand what type of passes that we're throwing. And when it's the really quick throws that don't travel very far down the line, we got to really do a great job of attacking the line of scrimmage, getting guys' hands down. And that's something that Matt will learn as he goes on, to find those little windows to be able to throw the ball through, because that's what, some of the great quarterbacks, Drew Brees isn't very tall, but, you don't see a lot of his passes getting batted because he's able to kind of find the window to throw the ball in.
This quarterback we're going to see with Houston, not to compare him to Drew Brees, but he also is an undersized quarterback. Watching him play the last 3 weeks, Coach, this quarterback, I don't know how he wasn't drafted. He looks like a real player.
Yeah, he's played really well for him, and I think the one thing that you see with him in there, number one is the turnovers are way down. He hasn't made the mistakes. I think he has 7 touchdowns and no interceptions. So he's done a nice job of managing the ball and making sure that he doesn't turn the ball over. But really the thing that I've been most impressed about is his ability to extend plays and his ability to get the ball down the field. He's done a great job of that. He's found Andre Johnson back in the offense. And they're really getting a lot of explosive plays down the field.
He's a smart quarterback. He's throwing it to their best receiver. Andre Johnson has caught 5 touchdown passes the last 2 games. Is he the number one guy as far as the weapons around the quarterback you have to be concerned
about? No question. I mean, he's an elite receiver in this league, and we have to be aware of where he's at on every single play. And he caught a touchdown pass last week that was just an incredible catch over there in the back corner of the end zone, and the quarterback put it right on him. It was a great throw, great catch. So, we have our work cut out, trying to defend those guys.
Jumping over to their defense, you look at their numbers, they're number one in the NFL as far as yards allowed per game, but they're giving up a lot of points. How is Wade Phillips' defense playing?
Well, I think they're playing outstanding. I think when you look at points per game, it's a little bit misleading. I mean, there's been 8 non-offensive touchdowns scored against this football team. And if you take that away, they're only giving up about 21 points a game. And so they're playing outstanding defense. They're solid against the run, and they're extremely good against the pass. I believe they're number one in the league, against the pass. So it's going to be tough sledding trying to move the ball against these guys. But I think we got a good plan, and we're excited about the challenge.
J.J. Watt. Is he? I mean, you look at him; he's all over their defensive front. He's the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Is he someone you have to double most snaps? How do you deal with this guy?
Well, we got to count for him on every snap. Just like we talked about Andre Johnson on offense, same thing with J.J. Watt on defense. I mean, he's a guy that can really disrupt the game. So we got to do a great job on him. We got to understand where he's at, both in the run game and the passing game, and we got to try to do the best we can to try to neutralize him.
Last week, you were so close in New York; you led most of the football game, and the same was for the opener in Indy against Kansas City. You were right there in the third quarter. Just not being able to get quite over the hump on the road this year has been disappointing, I know, to you and the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not from a lack of effort. I think, our guys have gone out and competed every week, both home and away. But, these road games, we just haven't been able to make enough plays at the end of the game to go ahead and seal it. You look at just some – some opportunities that we've had that we haven't been able to take advantage of it. You know, we had a scoring opportunity against the Colts early in the year, and we ended up throwing an interception. You know, we had a scoring opportunity last week against the Giants, third and one on the one, and we get the false start penalty. And, you know, those are, you know, it's one or two plays in the game that changes the outcome to a win instead of a loss. So those are the things that we got to get corrected. Those are the things that we're continuing to work on. And, you know, we've got some young players in certain areas, and it just comes from experience of being able to make those plays.
The evolution of a young football team. You win your games at home, and then you try to find a way to figure out how to win on the road. Good luck as always Sunday in Houston. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
When you got a guy with that much knowledge and, you know, that's teaching you day by day, you know, that makes my job easier and makes me have to perform to a certain level, or, you know, that looks bad on my part.